How to get rid of bed bugs on a couch, 2021. How to get rid of bed bugs on a couch. Keep reading our article below to know better. Do bed bugs reside in couches? Many individuals cannot understand that it is possible. Still, people often throw their couch away or abandon it someplace far out of their residence when they discover their couch is infested. This may be a frequent solution for some individuals when they find out bed bugs in their chairs, but it is not exactly the best idea. It makes things worse since it raises the possibility of not detecting the seriousness of the disease. In addition, others may get bed bugs should they attract the couch home from where you left it. Searching for bed bugs on couches. Rather than throwing it off, it is ideal to understand how to eliminate bed bugs around the couch and be sure that you stop them gradually but surely. Signs of bed bugs in the couch. Bed bug eggs and shells. Bed bugs come from bed bug eggs, which female bed bugs lay. We all know that bed bugs love hiding their eggs on your couch and sometimes in your clothes. Wherever it's comfortable for the eggs to lay, this is where bed bugs will lay them. Bed bug eggs are slightly larger, so you'll notice them pretty quickly. When bed bugs emerge from the eggs, they have their shells. Every time bed bugs increase in size, they cast away their shell. This shell isn't going to dissolve independently, and it's usually what's left behind. It looks almost like a bed bug. These shells, as said, won't disappear on their own, as they're made of keratin. This is a good clue on whether or not your couch is infested with bed bugs. That's a real, tangible clue of the bed bug's infestation. Bed bug feces. If there's an active bed bug's infestation going on, feces are the first sign. Although bed bugs eat or drink only blood, they still produce feces like every living being in this world. We're talking about a dark and thick substance that can be smeared when touched. As time passes, it hardens in that place, and if it's left there for weeks or months, it's tough to remove only with the towel. You'll need to spray it with cleaning fluid and then wipe it away. To easier recognize their feces, you need to look for small droplets that retain their shape even when completely dry. Feces imply that bed bugs live somewhere in that area, which is usually on the underside of the couch. The particular places are corners and gaps in the wooden frame of your couch or other furniture. Bed bugs can smell feces, and it serves as a marker, telling them that this is the hiding spot they use. In our opinion, this is one of the most critical signs of bed bugs infestation. Dead bed bugs. If you're applying some treatment to your couch, dead bugs are going to be scattered all around the wooden frame. They look exactly like alive bed bugs, but they're not moving, which is the only difference. Size-wise, dead bed bugs are also the same, and color-wise, it's a color of an apple seed. Living bed bugs. Living bed bugs can hardly be seen in your couch, that's why we left this sign for the end. This is because they prefer to hide in crevices and cracks, as this is where they can't be found. Living bed bugs will go out when they're hungry, but that's rarely daytime. Instead, they go out for a meal when you're in your couch, sleeping. Still, you may notice living bed bugs, but that's very hard. However, if you notice them, this is a clear sign that they're there and that the bed bug infestation is advancing. In that case, you need to take drastic measures, which are described in the following paragraphs. Check out our guide on how to clean a couch, https://www.newsdecor.com/how-to-clean-a-couch. How to get rid of bed bugs in your couch? Laundry. Take all removable items, such as cushions or covers, off your couch. Wash and dry them at maximum setting. Most bed bugs die in 20 minutes at 118 degrees Fahrenheit. To be safe, you can run your dryer for 90 minutes if you aren't sure how hot it can get. If your cushions don't fit into your dryer, you can steam them. If your washing machine cannot handle your upholstery and couch cushions, you can take them to a local laundromat that can reach the necessary temperatures to wash the fabric. Vacuum. Although vacuuming may not be the best way to rid of bed bugs, it can help keep them down since vacuuming picks up many bed bugs in their eggs. Vacuuming can also be used to get rid of bed bugs like their shed skins or fecal matter. The vacuum bag can be easily disposed of in a plastic bag. You can then dispose of it outside your home to ensure that no bed bugs infiltrate again. Steam. Hot steam can be used to kill bed bugs that are still living on your couch. Professional steaming costs $300 to $1,200, but you can also use a home steamer to clean your home. It only costs $300 to purchase. Pay attention to cracks and crevices along seams. Use bed bug spray for remaining bed bugs. There are two options for spraying. Chemical spray, spray the chemical solution on the couch. It will kill bed bugs and eggs, and the couch will remain bug-free for approximately 2 weeks. You can skip this option for a natural solution if you don't have pets or children and don't want to use pesticides in the home. Natural bed bug spray. Use a natural bed bug spray to kill any remaining bed bugs on your couch. Natural bed bug sprays can only kill bed bugs on contact and not provide continuous protection throughout the year. It's best to hire a Take Care termite exterminator to spray your couch. They will have the necessary tools and training to reach those difficult to reach areas where bed bugs might be hiding. Use bed bug traps on couches. You can kill bed bugs from returning to your couch by strategically placing bed bug traps underneath your couch and chair legs. Let's first explain what bed bug traps are. There are three types of bed bug traps: bed bug lures and bed bug interceptors. Some chemicals such as CO2 attract bed bug larvae. The lure is designed to attract the bugs to it and not to you. Plastic traps wrapped around the legs of a couch are called interceptors. This trap allows bugs to climb in but not out. The plastic is slippery, so they are challenging to climb out. We have glue traps that don't need any explanation. It works in the same way as an interceptor but with glue to hold the bugs in place. Couch encasement and insecticide dust. To prevent bed bug problems from entering your couch, you can use a couch cover. Insecticide dust can also be used to cover your couch evenly. Use a dust brush to distribute the dust on the couch evenly. You can seal the couch by using a spray bottle. The dust will only be effective if bed bugs come in contact with it. If they do, the dust will dry them out completely. Keep your couch covered for approximately 4 to 6 weeks. You can keep your couch sealed for up to a year if you want to be safe. You can keep bed bugs away from the blood for up to a year, so they will not be hungry. More options to get rid of bed bugs on a couch. These steps are reasonable to follow if there is a bed bug problem. However, if the bed bug infestation is severe or if the couch is difficult to clean, you may need to consider other methods. Buy a sofa encasement and some bed bug killer. Get a sofa encasement to protect your couch from bed bug invasions completely. Put Nuvin Pro strips underneath the couch. This is where bed bugs love to live. Seal the entire thing. It will rid of bed bugs and eggs if left like this for 1 week. Remember that Nuvin strips contain dichlorvis, which is the active ingredient. Use gloves to handle the strips. After the treatment is complete, open your windows and let the air circulate the couch. Diatomaceous earth DEA or Cemexa insecticide dust are great options. Distribute a layer of DEA insecticide dust evenly over the couch. Spread the dust using a dust brush to get into corners and crevices. Seal the couch. These dusts work, but it takes time. Bed bugs must come in contact with the dusts before they can dry them. You should keep the couch covered for at least 4 to 6 weeks. If you want to be extra safe, leave it sealed for up to a year. The lifespan of bed bugs is only 1 year, so they will die if they are not fed by blood. Use the Zap Bug Room. A larger heat treatment unit is a cheaper option, but it can be more difficult. Large heaters such as the Zap Bug Room are large enough to fit into couches as well as chairs and entire shelves so that you can rid of bed bugs from almost everything in just a few hours. These units can be expensive, but they are comparable to renting one. You can share a treatment unit if your neighbors have bed bug problems, which is quite likely because they tend to spread. When to call professionals? You should call an exterminator if you find bed bugs in furniture or the bed frame. You can be sure that you are getting the best bed bug treatment by calling pest control companies. It may cost more. It is the best choice, mainly if you have found bugs in places other than the couch. Furniture-safe furniture encasement can be used to protect your couch if the above steps have been successful. The cover is made of high-quality fabric and is insect-proof. It has a hook-closed zipper to prevent bed bugs from getting in and out. You don't have to toss a bed bug-infested couch. These methods, along with other options, can be used to rid your couch of bed bugs. Conclusion: bed bugs may infest many different furniture or clothes on your house, but combating them less or more is precisely the same. Employing other sprays, wraps and fleas is almost always a smart option, and when their infestation is so acute you cannot conquer it, you may always call the professionals. If you have bed bugs within your house, we invite you to take extreme measures until they disperse. Keep your home clean, vacuum frequently, and you will lower your chance of bed bug infestations. Video: https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=rrflog3ak